The Reserve Bank of Australia is expected to keep interest rates on hold today as the government prepares to deliver the mid-year budget update next week. Treasurer Jim Chalmers announced yesterday that the government subsidy for electricity bills will not be extended into the new year, saying it was a hard decision made by Cabinet in recognition of the pressure on the budget. Ted O'Brien is the Deputy Opposition Leader and the Shadow Treasurer. Ted O'Brien, welcome back to Radio National Breakfast.
Thanks very much, Mel. Great to be with you.
Now, the Coalition has previously said the electricity bill subsidies should be phased out. So I gather you would welcome the government's confirmation they won't be being extended?
Well, Mel, certainly the Coalition always supports relief to struggling households. But we have viewed the subsidies provided through the electricity bills as nothing more than really papering over policy failure. So $6.8 billion has already gone out the door and prices continue to rise. And concern has been the government has really used this as a camouflage to not address the problem at its source. A failed energy policy is driving up prices, and we see that the government has clearly failed in delivering on its promise of a $275 reduction in household power bills.
So you say there that you do support cost of living relief to households. So do you think the government should be offering an alternative source of relief to households and small businesses, or do they need to be able to cope on their own?
Oh, look, again, I won't preempt what the government might do. Let's wait and see, and the Coalition will always just respond in kind. We'll be constructive where we can, critical where we must. But the issue here has been, while Labor has used taxpayer money to subsidise households' electricity bills, it has failed, now it's in its fourth year, to deal with the problem at hand. Now Australians are about to feel the full brunt of Labor's failed energy policy. So what does the government need to do? It must fix energy. Otherwise, every single budget, every single mid-year budget, we'll be having the same discussion because prices will keep rising. That's our key critique.
Can I turn to the Reserve Bank Board, which is meeting today? Economists are saying there's really not much chance of a rate cut from the Reserve Bank. What's your read on the Reserve Bank's options?
Mel, you're right. The market is saying that. In fact, the market is saying that next year there might even be increases in rates, which, again, so close to Christmas is just heartbreaking for families. It means that the average family paying a mortgage will probably pay about $1,800 more every single month in interest payments compared to when the Coalition was in. So, look, families are hurting. I think the RBA has very little options before it for two reasons. One, government spending is too high, and two, there's just been a lack of economic reform to drive productivity. This ties the hands, really, of the RBA, leaves them with very little room to move.
The Coalition has called for the government to reduce its spending. We've heard the Treasurer say that the mid-year budget update next week will be sensible, will not be a spend-a-thon, and will recognise the substantial pressures on the budget. So do you welcome the Treasurer heading in that direction and sending those signals?
Mel, I would welcome action rather than words. And I say that deliberately because we've had a lot of promises from this government never delivered on. We know that spending is out of control. So national debt, that will hit $1 trillion early next year. $1 trillion. The average taxpayer is paying an additional $5,000 a year in personal income taxes compared to only a few years ago when the Coalition was in.
So the government's running out of money. There have been income tax cuts put in place by the federal government.
Well, if you look at the income tax cuts, you're right, but if you just compare them, they probably equate to around about $250, $260 a year. But at the same time, the government is taking an additional $5,000 from you a year. It's a drop in the ocean. And it is bracket creep, you're right. Again, this is where the government has got to restrain its own spending. And Jim Chalmers is the first treasurer since Costello without any budget rules to contain his spending. And this is the problem. So I'll see it when I believe it is the truth of it, Mel.
All right. I want to move on to a couple of other issues because we've got a bit going on in federal politics at the moment. Your own party is examining a principled policy position on immigration. We recently spoke to your colleague, the Shadow Housing Minister, Andrew Bragg. He was talking about the Coalition's approach to immigration policy. Take a listen to what he said.
The idea that you're going to blame migrants for the housing crisis is economically and morally wrong, and that is not going to be our policy. It might be the policy of some fringe parties, people who never have to solve any of these problems, but if you cut migration to zero, you'd still have a whopping housing crisis.
Do you agree with Senator Bragg? Is immigration going to have any impact, or changing immigration going to have any impact on the housing crisis?
There's a few things that Senator Bragg said there, and he's right. Firstly, it's the fault of Labor, not immigrants themselves here. I mean, Labor let in 1 million people over a two-year period. It is on the government for losing control of immigration in Australia. And so I think Senator Bragg is dead right.
That's quite a different thing from what Andrew Bragg said. He said the numbers don't matter. He said the problem is the housing supply is the matter, not the number of people coming in.
And let me get to that as a second point. But his first point was that we should not be blaming immigrants. He is right with that. It is the fault of the government. And then when it comes to the numbers, I think the main point of Senator Bragg is right. When it comes to housing, the real problem is supply. Now, if you do reduce the number of people coming into Australia, does that help on the housing front? Yes, it does. It alleviates one side of the equation, but it is not a silver bullet for housing. The lever to pull on housing is on the supply side. But once you do reduce the number of people coming into Australia, it will certainly help on the demand side. But it's not the silver bullet. And it is one of many reasons why Australians want action here, because whether it be housing, whether it be transport infrastructure, whether it be essential services, the government has lost control of immigration, more people coming into the country, all of those services are under strain.
All right. I want to turn to Barnaby Joyce and his defection to One Nation. Do you think him being out of the Coalition and sitting with One Nation, does that make it easier or harder for the Coalition to win more seats at the next election?
Oh, Mel, to be honest, I'll probably allow others to make comments on, how your next election might go. We just have to keep very focused on
You're the deputy leader of the Liberal Party.
Indeed.
The next election's pretty central to your focus.
Our priority is where the Australian people are at. And I'm one of those who believes if you get policy right, then the politics looks after itself. And from a policy perspective, we are squarely looking at the fact that younger Australians are struggling. We just talked about housing. That is a big priority for us. Younger Australians are being slugged with more debt than this country has ever seen. They will be the ones expected to pay for it. That is a priority for us. We have more businesses closing down than has ever been the case in this country because of the enormous amount of regulation, taxation, workplace relations. That is our priority. Mm. They are the things we're focused on. As for Barnaby, look, I'm sad to see him leave the Coalition. He's a former Deputy Prime Minister. He's made his decision, but that will not take our focus away from the main game. And the main game for the Coalition is the Australian people and how we make their lives better, especially in the lead up to Christmas, with a government that's overspending and making them poorer.
Sports Minister Annika Wells has been the subject of a fair bit of criticism from the Coalition over her use of entitlements to bring her family along to sporting events. This is under the family reunion entitlements that MPs can access. We've got new reports today that the Minister charged taxpayers money to have a government-funded Comcar wait for her while attending sports events. Do you think the Minister has more questions to answer? Because it does seem it's within the guidelines.
I think there are more questions to answer. Regardless of whether things are in the guidelines or not, it's always up to the individual parliamentarian to justify his or her expenses. That's always been the case. It'll not change. It doesn't matter what side of politics they might be. Even if I decide I want to go and spend some money, I want to take a car somewhere, or I want to go.
Well, give
for
me
a
an
trip.
Example. When have you used the family reunion entitlement?
Probably some time ago, to be honest with you. And I think it was probably getting the family down to Canberra by memory. I've got very little ones, and so it's not all that easy. And some are in school, so it's not easy to find the time. But can I just make my point? My point is this. Well, once you do want to spend money, if you go into the parliament and you ask the public service for advice, they will give you the advice, what's in the rules and what's not. But they'll usually then tell you, but you just have to use your own judgment as to whether or not this is worthwhile. And that is the key point. I think what we see here from the minister is a lack of judgment. The fact the Prime Minister says it's all okay,
what's the lack of judgment?
That is his judgment. I think the lack of judgment is basically seeking to justify such high spend at a time when Australians are suffering amidst a cost of living crisis. So whether it's in the rules is one thing. Whether or not the judgment call is right, whether the Prime Minister is right, saying that this level of spending is fine, that goes to his judgment. And it reinforces the first point, Mel, we just spoke about in this interview, which is this government is spending like there's no tomorrow. It has to rein it in. And what we see here is the Prime Minister defending a minister who is spending money that is hard to justify in the public eye.
Ted O'Brien, we'll have to leave it there. Thank you very much for joining me on Radio National Breakfast. That's Ted O'Brien, the Deputy Opposition Leader, Deputy Leader of the Liberals and the Shadow Treasurer.